Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, welcome back to the Rundown post-game show here on the Strickland YouTube channel and Strickland Twitter. And if you're listening to this day after, Strickland Podcast Network. Knicks win 97-92, game four, taking commanding 3-1 lead over the Philadelphia 76ers. But before we get into all the greatness that we just witnessed and the honey being poured on our goat, Jalen Brunson, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Jalen Brunson, as you can see under our names, we're pouring honey on you, GOAT. 47-10, an all-time Knicks performance, playoff performance, all that stuff. Just absolutely phenomenal game from him. Absolutely carried the team on his back. He had 47 points. The rest of the team had 50. We'll give shout outs to everyone else when we get to them. We're going to focus on Jalen Brunson. All the talks about playoff dropper after the first two games, not a playoff riser, not a 1A, this, that, and the third, comes out on the road in back-to-back games, gives you a 39 piece in the first game in a game that was utter and complete bullshit, as you can see by today's result, with all the BS that was happening with Embiid. And we'll get into that later as well. But back to Jalen Brunson, just absolutely amazing game from him. Carried the team on his back, did what he needed to. Unloaded the clip, as people like to say, 18 for 34 from the field. Still shot about 53% from the field. Hit his free throws when he needed to. Just absolutely masterful game. Tyrese, your thoughts?
Before I start, I want to, it's Sunday. And I feel like we got to go to church real quick. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rundown. It's a wonderful, wonderful day in the city. The Knicks are up 3-1 on the back of Jalen Marquise Brown. What the fuck am I saying? Jalen Marquise Brunson, my fault. I'm dousing euphoria. I'm drowning in the honey you've been pouring on Jalen Brunson all day. I just want to say, fuck Philly. From the bottom of my heart, fuck Philly. That game three was bullshit and you knew it. Y'all knew it was bullshit. So what did my GOAT Jalen Brunson do? He didn't complain. He didn't whine. He didn't give up. What did he do? He dropped 47 on that ass. 10 assists. 62 shooting, took us home, and now we go back to the Garden, up 3-1. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Amen.
And amen. This goes out to all them Philly fans who thought shit was sweet. It is not sweet, and you get beat when you play these motherfucking Knicks. Oh, God, I can't. Oh, there's a spirit flowing to me right now. Flowing like the honey we've been pouring on Jalen Brunson all day. I mean, everybody fought. I'll give credits to everybody soon enough. But they got to start with the top. They got to start with the head of the snake. They got to start with the 1A. They got to start with first team. They got to start with number 11. They got to start with Jalen Brunson. We, as Knicks fans, have prayed for something like this. I know I prayed for something like this.
Oh, we prayed.
He said he's not a savior. He's a motherfucking liar.
He's a savior.
He's a savior.
He's our savior.
He saved me. He saved you. He saved all of us. Joel Embiid wishes he could do that shit.
He is no savior.
He ain't no savior. That man is Baphomet himself.
He's and the Antichrist. The
righteous holy sword of Jalen Brunson's dark arts. Shouts to Windhorse. We brought it home. He's going to lead us to the promised land. If you believe it, let me hear you say amen.
Amen. Ugh.
Ugh. 47 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. I don't even know fuck anymore, man. I'm just ranting. Ugh. What a game. What a game.
Absolutely masterful. We got our first super chat today. Shout out to JoJo Liddy. Shout out to the super chat. $9.99. I can't even speak. My mind is still euphoric from Jalen Brunson's masterclass. But he says, I really and truly must emphasize after much consideration and debates that Joel Embiid indeed chokes like a lonely man in a closet. Yes, he does. Yeah, we'll get into the Joel Embiid of it all because I have a lot to say. And if you've been paying attention to my timeline, you know I have a lot to say on this subject. We're going to keep it amazing here.
Immaculate.
This post game. We have another super chat. Shout out to Kid Kuro. $5 super chat. Guys, super chats are a great way to help us to help support us here. Shout out to those who do. And we'll get to some other comments as we keep going along. But Brunson with a real playoff career high, not that fake make-a-wish ass 50-point, 21 free throw game from Embiid, who once again led both teams in free throw attempts. That's insane that he still led both teams in free throw attempts. That's wild. But I'll save my comments for Joel Embiid later. But yeah, I mean, great game from Brunson. I mean, after the first two games, I know a lot of people, there were some people that were concerned at least about like, what's going on with Brunson? Has Philly figured him out? And it's like, no, Philly didn't figure him out. It was just like, you know, he just got some different looks that he's not used to. You know, it takes a while for players to adjust in a series. This is why, you know, you don't make judgments or basings on just like the first game or the first two games. And I think seeing that three-pointer at the end of game two kind of helped him, like, see, all right, you know what? Even if it was a lucky bounce, it was like, all right, you know, I can hit these shots still. And, you know, the Knicks have been doing a better job of getting him looks in different spaces, and we'll talk about all the different ways that they're getting him different looks and all the different things that they've tried in this game as well on offense and on defense. But, yeah, I mean, in a game where Mitch is out, where Bogdanović goes out in the first couple seconds he plays because Nicholas Batum wants to roll on his ankle. You know, Jalen Brunson did all that he had to do. Like, he had to do this performance. And it wasn't like Kid Kuro said, it wasn't like that fake-ass performance that we saw from Joel Embiid, where he just needed a bunch of free throws and got super hot from three to kill the Sixers. Jalen Brunson, ethical hooper, you know, and he's not a danger to everyone on the court when he's playing basketball either.
The fact that he actually injured Hart as well is nuts. Like,
bro, he looked down and stepped on Hart, bro. Like,
he also like elbowed Brunson in the neck.
It's like, dude, like, what are you, like, what are you trying to prove this series? What are you trying to prove? Like, is he trying to prove that he's like worse than Bam? Because like, you've done it. Masterful,
you got it,
bro.
You got it.
You did it. But yeah, let's shout out some other guys in on the Knicks today. I don't know who to go first between Josh Hart and OG Anunoby because they both did such amazing jobs on both sides of the floor today. I mean, OG Anunoby, the defense on Joel Embiid in that fourth quarter was absolutely amazing, forcing him into uncomfortable looks, forcing him to pass out of the block. He wasn't able to do that foul grifting BS with OG Anunoby. And OG Anunoby on the glass today too, 14 rebounds. Like, our guys were cleaning up the glass today. I've never seen him show emotion when he got that dunk on Oubre in the, I think it was the third quarter or early fourth, I think it was. He caught like this dunk on Oubre and he started to like yell. I was like, oh shit, y'all awakening a demon right now. Like, but yeah, he had 14 rebounds. Josh Hart always providing glass cleaning efforts. 17 rebounds today. Let me check how many offensive rebounds. 5 offensive rebounds as usual. Precious Achiuwa gave you some nice energy on the glass today. Didn't really make anything, but he made sure to clean up the glass. 4 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive rebounds, 7 rebounds total. Just an absolutely amazing effort, especially when it looked like the team was getting a little bit tired down the stretch and they were missing shots. It was so clutch to get those extra possessions because it wore on the 76ers defense because, like, you can see Embiid was gassed late in the game. You can see all their players were starting to get really gassed, and the Knicks just wanted it more. And that's what it comes down to in the playoffs. You got to just want it more than your opponent. And the Knicks have shown this all year. That's why, like, when you see certain trends with certain teams, you just kind of got to believe, like, that's their identity. Because, like, it's really hard to, like, flip a switch and become a new team in the playoffs. That's why I'm kind of like, I appreciate what Thibs has done with this team over the years of just building this solid identity. Like, you know what you're going to get at a baseline level, night in and night out. And you see that on the rebounding efforts. Like, you just know that this team is going to get you extra possessions. And when you can win the possession battle, the game is yours, especially in a game where Philly's role players continue to just not show up. It's so key.
Yeah, man, there's nothing more I can say about this team, man. This team fights. This team's gritty. This team gets after it. Heroes abound, as Clyde would say. Somebody's going to step up. With this team, somebody's going to step up. And they pick each other up in a way that I don't think Philly is equipped to do. And, I mean, you saw it tonight. They wanted it more. They wanted it more in the glass. They wanted it more defensively. The switch to OG guarding Embiid was critical. I just can't say more about this team. And, like, the grit and the passion and the heart this team shows is just second to none. And you wouldn't think that they should be here given the names that you're looking at, but they deserve to be here, and they are here. And that's because of the 1A that we have in this team, man. Just 1A in depth.
Yeah. Amazing stuff from Jalen Brunson. Just added some stuff to my Instagram story. People will love my Instagram story when I'm posting. but yeah, I mean, just absolutely amazing stuff from the others tonight as well. That was a ridiculous third quarter, by the way. The whole Joel Embiid getting Isaiah Hartenstein 5 fouls in one quarter. Like, I like do not want to hear anything from Philly fans ever again after game two. Like, after game two, like, a little tug on Tyrese Maxey's jersey, like, is equivalent to equivalent to Joel Embiid trying to take out bounty hunter style several players on the Knicks. Like, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous what Joel Embiid is able to do. You can't touch him on defense. He's able to do whatever he wants on the court. He can hurt whoever he wants. He can just be as reckless as possible. Someone that big should not be allowed to be as reckless as he is. And the fact that he's able to get away with this and Adam Silver is just like right there, a joke to me. This league is hilarious. But I'm glad that we were able to get the win. Hoping that we can, it would be so glorious to close this thing out on the Garden floor on Tuesday. I'm hoping I can find my way into Madison Square Garden. Hoping FanDuel blesses up today. Because stay tuned to my timeline later. You will see if I'm going to game five or not based on how these parlays is going. I know people's always watching my timeline for the parlays. So, you know, y'all will know if y'all seeing me in the building for game five, if these parlays hit either today or tomorrow, something, but I will be in there some way, somehow. But yeah, let's get to some comments. We also got another super chat. From Seorta, Seorta, there we go. Did not expect to walk in on Pastor Tyrese giving a sermon on JB, but we used to pray for times like this.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We prayed for times like these, man. We was in the pits. We was watching Ramon Sessions, Jared Jack, Beno Udrich, Ogan Gamarad. I'm not even saying his name right. I don't even care. You know how many times we watch absolute scrubs at the position, and now we get to watch Jalen Brunson every night, 41 games in the Garden, doing it in the playoffs, on the road, back against the wall. Yes, I'm allowed to talk a little bit of shit now, man. Get it off your chest. If you're a Knicks fan, get it off your chest. You deserve this. You deserve Jalen Brunson. You deserve these performances. You know why? Because he was in the
pits. Don't let no one shut you up.
Facts. Don't let nobody talk down on you. Don't let nobody feel like, oh, you out here front running and celebrating because we not front running because we was here.
Bruh, they are celebrating inside Wells Fargo Center, by the way, Knicks fan.
I saw Alonzo Trier start at point guard for my team, man. I deserve this. God.
And now we have the possibility of facing a Pacers team who I'm very kind of interested to play in the second round.
Job not finished.
Job not finished, though. But I don't want to look ahead. But the Bucks team is very hobbled. That Pacers team, I don't know.
It's sweet.
We'll see what happens with what we'll see what happens in the next coming days, but
when we get there, we will get there. But job not finished yet. Right now,
yeah.
Get to the Garden. I think they play Tuesday, right?
Yep, Tuesday.
Tuesday, and then they go. Hopefully, close that one out. We beat in five. First of all, we beat the Sixers in five. I'm talking about shit. Because they was talking about how the series can go seven. This was not going seven. They was talking about how Embiid's the best player of the series. He is not. They was talking about he finally figured it out. No, he did not. That fat oaf. That fat oaf did not figure out anything. That Cam Meridian. Let me not say that. Anyway.
Yeah, let's keep certain phrases for our own timeline.
Regardless.
Because you will not see me calling Joel Embiid the things I call him on my timeline, on the stream. If you want some other words for Joel Embiid, you can find my timeline for that. Yeah. We'll keep it sort of clean here. But anyways, let's get to some comments. Somebody smell like shit. Yep, that's fact. Joel Embiid, that fourth quarter, where was he? He was looking like Anthony Davis was looking like those first three games in the fourth quarter. Just absolutely disappearing. And that's a credit to OG Anunoby. Shout out to the Knicks for making that defensive adjustment. They didn't trust Precious Achiuwa on him, rightfully so. He was just going to keep baiting him into fouls. And that would have been another free throw parade for Joel Embiid, which we did not want to see. But yeah, they trusted OG on him, rightfully so. And it totally blew up, not only just like the 76ers, what they wanted to do with Joel Embiid, but their whole thing altogether. Like, their offense looked like absolute garbage that entire fourth quarter, because like OG being able to stifle Embiid blew up everything else. And then you have Deuce, Hart, Precious all flying in weak side doing whatever they need to do. Shout out to Josh Hart for those blocks in the fourth quarter. Absolute monster block on Nicholas Batum, who thought he can dunk the basketball at this stage in his career. But yeah, just absolute amazing stuff from OG in that fourth and the rest of the Knicks players defensively. Shout out to Deuce. We even give Deuce a shout out. Deuce hit some timely buckets in this game. It's great to have one of your role players show up on the road. You know, it's not really guaranteed, but it's great to have someone like Deuce be able to hit those timely shots, provide some nice defense. But yeah, let's continue to get some more comments. We also got another super chat. Shout out to Mark Ham. I know that you don't have to score well to play well, but wouldn't mind Josh Hart to not take it that literally. Yeah, you know, I'll throw Josh Hart some slack because he showed up offensively in the first three games of the series. So, like, he gets this day, you know? Him hitting, like, four threes in, like, what, three straight playoff
games?
Like, that's, like, the Knicks record or something like that?
It is.
Like, for him to do that, I will be like, you know what? Do you, man?
Not to mention, he started chasing around Maxi. So they made the switch where I think a lot of us talked about where it's we put OG on Tobias and then you put Hart on Maxi. And that switch helped a lot. It helped. Maxi was, like, really uncomfortable all game, and he started to struggle. I mean, he had a really good first two games, but the last two games he's been off. And then putting OG on Tobias let him roam, and you saw OG being able to roam was impactful. And then putting OG on Embiid and then having Precious, OG, and Dunn, and Hart just be able to, like, switch. Amazing. Embiid had nowhere to go.
Literally. And every Sixers action was blown up. Like, they were stuck on the perimeter just, like, playing hot potato, Tyrese Maxey and Kyle Lowry. And then you have possessions where Kelly Oubre brought up the ball, and then he took a three. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, okay.
Kelly Oubre would take a three. It was like, I'm pouring honey on you, goat. That's how it felt.
Right?
I was like, three
to start off the possession. Like, man, y'all have really reached the depths of hell if that's the way your possessions are starting, because, like, y'all cannot initiate any action with
Kelly Oubre. Can't see the drive. You want Kelly Oubre taking threes? Like, come on now.
Oh, man. But yeah, and then you had possessions with Tobias Harris is shooting threes, and I'm just like, oh, thank
clapping
you.
It up.
Thank you, Mr. Long Island. Like, you are doing your state proud right there. with those shots. But yeah, just he's like absolutely masterful defensive masterclass from the Knicks. I literally just want to watch that fourth quarter again just to watch the Knicks defense again because it was just that great.
Tobias Harris playing like he want to be in the Knicks next year. But this is Donovan Mitchell last year. He's just like giving up the draws and he's like, come on, guys, make it happen. But it's Tobias fucking Harris. That defense in the fourth quarter was incredible. Precious played so well defensively and offensively, we won't talk about it because he was missing.
He was missing bunny after bunny after bunny.
Bro, he had a dug it, he missed it. And then he tried to tip it in while being on the rim. And I was like, that's a CTE flare up I've never seen. I've never seen somebody try to tip in their old dunk while holding onto the rim. But if there's one thing that man can do, that man can play defense and that man can weak side rim protect.
Hell yeah.
And that shit is special. Especially to do without Mitch. And he played, from when Hartenstein got his fifth foul? He played that stretch and then the entire fourth quarter. Like, and he had the highest plus minus on the team. Like, that stretch does not happen without Precious Achiuwa's defense. He had four blocks, I think, in the fourth quarter.
Let me check.
I think in general, the Knicks had seven blocks. But
yeah, the Knicks were going block crazy in that fourth quarter.
It was just stuff after
Precious
stuff.
Achiuwa had four for the game. Hart had three for the game. OG had three for the game. Like, they were just blocking everything.
Yep.
Just amazing rim protection right there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Can we give a shout out to Thibs, man, for doing this in-game adjustment, man? So Hartenstein gets in foul trouble. He has Achiuwa on Embiid. That doesn't work. So he's like, you know what? Let me put OG on him. And like in the past, I don't know if Thibs like does these like mid-game adjustments like this, even in the playoffs. Cause like I think a big complaint of ours in that Miami series was the lack of adjustments to make up for the lack of spacing and shooting around Brunson. That's not the case. That's not the issue in this series. The issue is, of course, you know, how do we deal with Embiid? And I like Thibs, you know, showing all these different looks. You know, I don't know if he does this in years prior, but I think being shorthanded, it forces his hand to do things he normally probably wouldn't have done before.
Yeah, I truly do not know what happened to Thibs. I have assumed they gave him that Spoelstra serum and they told him start cooking. But this also happens when Thibs' back is against the wall. He starts coaching, and he's been coaching his ass off, man. He's been finding ways to get Brunson off the ball. He's been finding ways to get other guys involved, especially with Hartenstein, through playmaking. He's enabled Josh Hart to do more stuff as a playmaker. He's just been on fire, man. I know he's not going to win Coach of the Year. I feel like he kind of deserves it this year. But that just shows you the level of talent that A, the team has, and B, that he's been able to bring it together, which I think we've questioned it a lot of times. But this has been the best coaching stretch of his career, I would say. And that includes both of his Coach of the Year campaigns.
Yeah. Shout out to Joel Embiid, by the way, in the fourth quarter, pump faking an open mid-range jump shot so he can try to grift for the whistle so he can get free throws. And he didn't get it. That is like the perfect encapsulation.
I also think he missed the free throw, right?
He didn't get free throws.
Oh yeah, right. And I'm pretty sure, like,
that's when Precious stuffed him.
And one time he did grift, he missed one of the free throws. Like,
yeah. So that is the perfect encapsulation of that man's like play style and everything. And like, that was just, it was just so poetic for that to happen.
Exactly.
Very poetic.
I agree. Just, it couldn't have happened to a better guy, truly.
Honestly. But yeah, let's get some comments now. We went through the super chats. Now let's get to some other comments. We got a ton. Shout out to everyone that's leaving comments. Kenny Mayer says, this was one you will remember long after Brunson's Knick career is done. These are the games that start up the Jersey in the Rafters legacy. Yeah, I mean, all-time performance from him. Most points in a Knicks playoff game. First Knick ever to have 40 and 10 in a playoff game. And he's doing this with essentially a seven-man squad right now. Because Bogey got hurt, Mitch is hurt. Randall's been out the whole half of the year.
Alec Burks is on the bench. Like, Alec
Burks exists, and he's not a good basketball player. So it's like
Shake Milton's a nepotism hire.
Shake Milton, he could have. I saw someone tweet out earlier that they should have brought Shake Milton out there to slap Kyle Lowry in the head and just tell him to stop.
Tell Jericho Sims to go for the knees.
Yeah, you know, that's what those guys are there for. They're there for to send a message to Philadelphia, you know, stop with this BS foul grifting. Which also, by the way, in the first quarter, that was insane what Kyle Lowry did. So Joel Embiid trips Brunson, and Kyle Lowry just decides to flail over his body on the floor and drift and get the foul. And the refs really rewarded that.
Dude, I'm sorry. How is that a foul, bro? The guy's on the ground, and he actively sees him on the ground. He looked down, saw him on the ground, and then shot. Like, what are you supposed to do in that situation?
It's insane.
And then the Kyle Lowry at the end of the game, he, like, hip checks OG, and somehow, some way, that's called a foul in the Knicks. Like, that shit was frustrating, man. Like, Kyle Lowry legitimately won't see the pearly gates. I'm so serious, man.
but yeah, shout out to Kenny Mayer here. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jalen Brunson's gonna be Mount Rushmore of Knicks if he isn't already at this point.
He's close already.
Yeah. Jordan Bubb, OG Anunoby just held Joel Embiid to 3 points, three free throws for the rest of the game after Isaiah Hartenstein exited with his fifth foul at the 1 minute 25 second mark in the third quarter. Absolutely amazing stuff. Just absolutely.
Best defensive wing in the league.
Most versatile defensive. Man, if he stayed healthy, he would have been first team all defense and would have had a solid, solid, solid DPOY case. It's a shame that he got hurt when he did. But you know what? I'd rather have him healthy now for this part of the year because this is the most important part of the year. He'll get his accolades next year. Ace Bouchard says it's kind of crazy how the media spent 3 days sucking off and fat loser for winning one playoff game simply from trying to injure all the Knicks. And for me, I was on the last post game, but like the whole sympathy angle for Joel Embiid with like, oh, he has Bell's palsy. Let's ignore his three flagrant foul attempts in one half. Like that was ridiculous to me. That was really gross.
He's just a 30-year-old man with a droopy face.
It's like, oh no, he grabbed down. He had PTSD from Jonathan Kuminga. That's why he pulled Mitchell Robinson by his ankles.
And then Richard Jefferson's like, listen, I was a former player. You know, that just happens to former players. Sometimes you just pull them by the ankles, man, because you're upset.
Richard Jefferson was absolutely abysmal and brutal on the call. These are the games that you miss having Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson the most.
Okay, like Mark.
They would have called Embiid out on that bullshit from what happened the last game, for sure. Not this Richard Jefferson. Oh, I don't know. I don't know the intent there. And, oh, that's a good acting job by Hart. Like, give me a fucking break, man. Like,
but what Kyle Lowry does, he's like, Kyle Lowry, savvy veteran. Oh,
like, bro. I miss the Jeff Van Gundy calling out players for flopping.
I need mama. There goes that man.
Bro, I need Jeff Van Gundy calling out Kyle Lowry on his nonsense. Too bad he's helping the Celtics try to win games. But yeah, ESPN is so brutal. Like I only had the volume up just so I could hear the Knicks crowd in Wells Fargo Center because that was amazing to hear. Like that really sounded like a home game for us on the road. And I think that's also what helped our team as well. Like just hearing the Knicks fans in the building and how loud they were. Like, Joel Embiid was getting booed at the free throw line.
That was special, man. Like, it was Sunday afternoon.
You know, mad people had the day off. So, mad people came in from on the Amtrak from New York to Philly, bought those cheap Sixers tickets because they so used to paying those MSG ticket prices. So, they were like, let's go pay the Philly prices. So, they filled up Wells Fargo Center. And now they're having a ball out there. I just looked on the timeline. They're, like, going crazy outside the arena right now.
That's special, man. Taking over somebody else's arena. Not a lot of teams could do it, but like the Knicks do it and they do it in spades.
Yeah. Jordan Bubb, bringing up the Jalen Brunson stat line. Jalen Brunson today, 47 points, 10 assists, 18 of 34 from the field, 10 plus 10 assists, Knicks playoff scoring record. This is amazing stuff. Ace Bouchard says he's also assuming that Jalen Brunson won't get any attention for after this win from any media member because he didn't score 20 points on the free throw line.
Unless it's Kendrick Perkins, because Kendrick Perkins is a real one.
Kendrick Perkins is a real one.
Like, I will give Kendrick Perkins his flowers because that Big Buddy Brunson nickname is tough.
Yeah. Some people don't like it, though. I don't know why.
Stephen A. Smith will be like, well, you know, I'm a Knicks fan, but Joel Embiid should have gotten free throws when he got blocked by Precious Achiuwa. Like, whatever, man. Kendrick Perkins is allowed in the parade. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith is banned from the parade. There needs to be like those circle signs with the line through them that have just Stephen A. Smith's face on them. Because he is not welcome. JoJo Liddy, Jalen Brunson is too short to be a 1A. Embiid, however, is a winner with his long history of playoff success, such as crying after Kawhi ate his lunch. Shout out to OG Anunoby with the Kawhi-like performance today, by the way. Kind of probably giving Joel Embiid some PTSD there, who loves talking about his flashbacks. So
I'm not going to lie, man. Fucking... Yeah, he might... Is he just Kawhi? But that mid-range was pure today. Is he just Kawhi?
Oh, the mid-range has been pure for a minute now.
I know, but I'm like, if Kawhi ain't got no knees no more, he might just be new Kawhi.
I would not be upset with that. Jordan Bubb says the series doesn't start until the road team wins.
Well, the series is starting, it's about to be over.
But I think it ended today, too. Yes, it did. It definitely ended and started today. Chris Bernhard, metal bats, gentlemen, metal bats. Yep. The Knicks, yes, they will beat you at metal bats. Another game where we're holding a team under 100.
Also, stat from Jeff of Jalen Brunson's 10 assists, 3 were on 3-pointers, which means that Brunson scored or assisted on 70 of the Knicks' 97 points. He also only had 1 turnover. In a defensive slugfest featuring 2 dynamic defenses, Brunson was directly responsible for 72% of his team's points.
Remarkable.
Jalen Brunson is a special, special talent, and Joel Embiid wishes he could do that. Good Lord.
Oh, man. While Clyde Frazier brings up, Joel Embiid loves foul baiting so much, he passed on a wide-open 12-foot gimme for a half-hearted only to be foiled by Precious Achiuwa. Jalen Marquise Brunson would never.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Also, you ain't got your Brunson jersey yet, bro?
No, I do not, sadly.
I'm
slacking really bad. I'm slacking really bad. I didn't cop a jersey this year.
Damn.
I didn't cop a jersey this year. I haven't copped a jersey in a minute, honestly. Like, the last jersey I bought, I think, was Quickly's.
Yeah, me too.
Last jersey I bought was Quickly's. And I haven't bought a jersey since, but Jalen Brunson, I got to cop a couple jerseys of his. The Statement, and I got to cop the City jersey. Those two jerseys are nice this year. I'm going to go on eBay and try to find the black jerseys from last year. Because
I think I might get the All-Star jersey. I might.
Oh, that one's cold, too.
It's cold. I got the road blue one, but yeah, I think the All-Star one might be next.
Yeah, I got to cop some Jalen Brunson jerseys. He showed me too much for me not to cop him. He showed me too much.
Plus, you know, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not going to get traded like Emmanuel Quickly did. It's better to cop the Stars, the 1A's jersey than the role players' jerseys.
I
do want to cop a Deuce jersey, though.
I might get OG. I might get an OG jersey because he ain't going anywhere either.
Yeah, he's stuck with us. I mean, this type of performance on the road for him, this is what we asked for from him. Like, this is what we kind of expected from him in like Julius's absence. Like, we were hoping that he can provide like, you know, some sort of like complimentary to the Star type of performance.
Oh, what a game, man. What a game.
What a game. Aaron De Niro says, all I'm going to say is Brunson walks really down by himself. Yeah, that was amazing. Walk, like, I never thought I'd see the day where the Knicks have a player that can just, like, walk a team down at the end of the game on the road and just, like, close it out like that.
The way, like, they was getting tight every time he came down, just knowing that he was going to do some shit that either he got a good look or he was going to give it to somebody else who got a good look, man, like... That's the kind of player that like strikes fear in somebody's heart. And the fact that one of those kind of players is wearing a Knicks jersey, man, you just, there ain't nothing more you can say about it, man. He's one of one.
Yeah. Yo, someone said Thibs might kiss Josh Hart after the series.
He might kiss him after the game. What you talk, bro? He got Josh Hart and OG at an Obi. He be wanking it every night, bro. He'd just be like, oh, like, I feel like in a weird way, like he has like OG and Josh Hart, and those are like his golden gooses. And then Precious is like, you are the ugly duckling, and you're my ugly duckling.
Oh man.
I told you, man. Tom Thibodeau is the most motivational nigga I've seen since MLK.
He definitely is. John Leary says, like Jeff tweeted, I'd very much like to for ESPN to update us on what Dawn Staley thinks of that outcome. Man, yo, I like.
Hey, don't slander, man. Come on.
I ain't gonna slander. I'm just saying though, like they were very intrigued about what she thought about every play in the game. And
shit, I would be too.
You know, I'm just gonna keep it as that. Shout out to her for winning that chip, but I do not give a fuck what she got to think about a Knicks game right now, man. Because wow, she is clearly a Philly fan through and through. That's excellent for her. Let her be that, you know. But when I'm seeing my Knicks walk a team down, or when I'm seeing Embiid foul grifting and then she's hyping it up, I don't want to see that. I'm sorry. But anyways, shout out to her for winning the chip. South Carolina, they did their thing. But yeah, this is Knicks Philly. I don't like nobody from Philly right now.
Yeah, let's see. Fuck Kevin Hart.
Jordan Bumps is and fuck McMill.
For real.
Always.
We even like Dreams and Nightmares.
Dreams and Nightmares is played out, by the way. It's so old.
Facts.
It's played out. Like, get a new hype song. Jordan Bump says Adam Silver is probably disappointed now that he knows that the series is over because refereeing was on Philly's side in the third quarter, but the Knicks didn't quit, didn't bitch, and didn't come out with and came out with the W. Yeah, I mean, it's funny that he was there and the refs still tried to pull some BS on those.
Adam Silver's a Knicks fan. I thought he had it. He had us today. He showed up with his presence.
Oh, Nia Long's rooting for the Knicks? Hell yeah.
I know. It's a great day. We ain't never going to lose.
She couldn't tweet this out when she was with that sick freak, Ime Udoka.
That nasty man. The nasty man parading around with fucking Travis Scott in Houston.
Yo.
In the same clubs that James Harden be in. It's all right. Tom Thibodeau go treat her right. Tom Thibodeau be along, bro. He deserves at least one time woman in his life.
Yo. Chris Bernhardt says when Kyle Lowry gets hit, he acts like Jazz when Uncle Phil passes. That's a fact.
That's real.
That is a fact.
Yeah, like Mr. Crocker. The fucking fairy godfather.
Jordan Buff says Josh Hart and OG and Obi combined for 31 rebounds today. That's where the game was won. I mean, Jalen Brunson obviously won them the game, but like that is an insane advantage rebounding wise from two guys right there. Jordan Bob also says Jalen Brunson is the first player in NBA playoffs history with 85 plus points and 20 plus assists over any two game span. What more can you say? What more can you say?
Yeah, a lot of niggas you thought he was worse than, he's better than, and y'all need to start realizing it soon enough. They was talking about Trae Young was better, bro. That was nasty. They was talking about Donovan Mitchell being better. That was nasty. Did they put him in Darius Garland conversations, bro?
Bro.
Darius Garland is pissing himself.
I want the people that put Jalen Brunson and Darius Garland conversations to come to the stage, man. Look at what Darius Garland is doing, man. When's the next game for Orlando? Is it tomorrow?
I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I was hoping it was tomorrow, man. Because I could see them piss themselves again in their crib. Man, shout out to Orlando, man. I hope they beat the hell out of them.
Oh, what the hell is happening with Dallas? What?
Yeah, they're getting spanked.
What? Damn, that.
Paul George and James Harden came to play today.
That's crazy. You letting Paul
two George... playoff droppers. Two playoff droppers. About to tie this thing up, going back to LA. Could get real nasty. Dallas has been so inconsistent in this series, but anyways. Jordan Bubb rebounds today, 17. Josh Hart, 6-4. 14 combined from Joel Embiid, Paul Reed, and Kelly Oubre, who are 7 foot, 6'9", and 6'7", respectively.
What? Yep. I'm like running out of the words to say, man. Just what a game. What a game. What a player. Oh, I'm sorry. That Josh Hart box score is insane.
Yeah, it's
4 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks, or 3 blocks. I told you he was Draymond who just needed therapy. I thought I was playing. I was not playing.
Also, stat here from Jared Weiss. Jared Weiss, NBA. He says, thought it was crazy that Brunson put up 45-plus points and 10 assists in a playoff game when his team scored under 100 points. Turns out this was the first time it's happened in NBA history.
Who's fucking with him, man? Who is fucking with that man? Good Lord.
I'm about to have that highlight tape. I'm about to have OG's highlight tape. I'm about to have... Who else's highlight tape? Deuce's highlight tape. I'm going to have Precious Achiuwa's rebounding highlight tape and Josh Hart rebounding highlight tape all on repeat for the rest of the day today, man. Tomorrow. Absolute stuff. Absolute stones from those guys. Chris Bernhardt says Embiid had 15 points without free throws, had 2 points in the fourth, and pulled a Ben Simmons not taking a wide open jumper. Poverty. It's not really Ben Simmons because Ben Simmons would have not only not pulled the jumper, but went to take a layup instead, just pass it. That's the Ben Simmons right there. Let's see what other comments we got here. Shout out to everyone that's been leaving comments. Kendrick Perkins today, Jordan Bubb says, a game changer plus change manager, big body Brunson put them boys in a body bag today with a casual 47-piece wing dinner and dished out 10 biscuits with the W. Greatest individual performance in franchise history. Carry the hell on.
Okay, I mean, I ain't going to say greatest because Clyde, game 7, but it's up there. It is up there.
Brunson do this on his way to a conference finals, though.
There's conversations. Might have to get Clyde out the booth, too. Give Jalen Brunson the booth on the court.
Yeah. Oh, now this game wants to have home runs the day I don't bet it. All right. Jordan Bubb says Nick Nurse says he doesn't put much stock into the amount of Knicks fans at Wells Fargo Arena, and the Sixers can win here, win there, win anywhere. Just
you haven't won in the Garden yet.
Haven't won in the Garden, and the only time you won in your home arena, you had the refs have to have a generational whistle for Joel Embiid and for him to not get called for 3 flagrant foul attempts. 3 flagrant foul attempts. Not 1, not 2, but 3 flagrant foul attempts on our centers. Three plays that Draymond Green himself probably would have got ejected off for just one of them. Draymond used to do the kick in the nuts on the jump shot thing all the time. Joel Embiid did that. Drag the dude's legs down when he went up, and then kneed someone in the groin. Those are 3 things Draymond gets absolutely killed for. He gets ejected for them. He gets like a fine probably for it. Like, come on.
I mean, look, I'm cool he didn't get ejected because he got to experience the ass whooping front and center, and that brings me joy.
Hey, Mitch tweeted out the Bible verse, man. He said, yo, don't take revenge. Let it just happen from God, man. So that's what happened. God blessed us with Jalen Brunson.
God did.
Ass whooping.
Amen. Preach, preacher.
That's you know, Mitch just...
Oh, Bashaka.
Mitch just put that out there. per B-Ball Ref, shout out to Jordan Bubb with all these stats, pulling them from Twitter for us. Jalen Brunson is the first player to score 45-plus points on greater than 50% shooting and dish out 10 assists in a playoff road win since Michael Jordan in May of 1990. This is historic stuff you guys are witnessing, folks.
The greatest player of our generation in our lifetimes, and Michael Jordan, truly.
Like...
I don't know what else to say, man. Just nobody else is doing this kind of shit, man. Nobody else in the league is doing this kind of shit. And y'all talking about now how he's not in these conversations. He's throwing himself into these conversations, and you can't really deny it at this point.
Yeah. Let's see. We also got Nemo, who says, watching this game with Richard Jefferson on the mic was an ordeal. Yeah, NBA's got, I mean, I'm so glad that the next game is going to be on MSG, if I'm not in the building, hopefully, because I cannot take the national broadcast. And sadly, if and when we do get to round two, it's just going to be strictly national broadcast. So we got to get used to this terrible stuff. No, Ross says Sam is super nice on the Strickland compared to the timeline.
Bro. Oh, absolutely. We cleared it up here.
Yo, if you look at my timeline, bro, I have the most vitriol ever for Joel Embiid and the 76ers. The only person I'm like cool with is like Tyrese Maxey. He's all right, man. But the rest of them dudes, I hate them. Kelly Oubre, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid. If you want to know my thoughts on them, go to my timeline. But if you want my sane thoughts, you will come here for them. Okay. Oh, man. Jordan Bubb says, everyone questioned the rebounding with Josh at the four. We've been the best rebounding team all year. Everyone questioned Jalen being a leader. You know, we've got a lot to prove. Dibs. Yep, team playing with chips on their shoulders. Ace Bouchard says, keep Embiid off the USA team if they want an actual chance at meddling. I would keep him off the team because, like, he's not healthy. This dude keeps falling and getting hurt. Like, he fell today again after rolling on top of Brunson, which was ridiculous. This dude just cannot control his body. You're 7 foot, 300 pounds. Like, play with some sense of awareness, please. You're going to hurt somebody. Oh, wait, you already did. It's ridiculous.
I'm surprised he even tried to give it a go to play today. Like, shout out to Mitch, man, because...
Yeah.
He looked like he was going to play, and then I guess they kind of held him out, but...
Which is good. He gets extra day of rest and possibly could play in game five.
Yep. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they rested him until, like, if they win game five, I wouldn't be surprised if they rested him into round two.
I mean, they found something today that works with OG, where they don't really need to play a center on Embiid.
I mean, like, yeah, honestly, like the fact that OG can guard Embiid and give him trouble, and you can go to it later in the game as you know, like he gets winded and he starts getting tired. Like, he had no answer for OG. As soon as OG started like playing physical with him, he had no answer. So the fact that the Knicks could go to that, just, man, I don't know what they do. I really don't know what they do if you're the Sixers. Not my problem, though.
Yeah, not our problem. Shout out to this tweet from Carson Breber on Twitter, who's not a Knicks fan. Just seems like he's an NBA content creator or just an NBA person in general. He's at Corsobi, and I retweeted it earlier today, too. But he says the Brunson Embiid foul grifting thing is a total false equivalency. Joel has 89 field goal attempts and 59 free throw attempts in the series. 1.5 shots per free throw. Brunson has 116 field goal attempts and 38 free throw attempts this series. 3.1 shots per free throws. One dude just putting on special shot making display. The other played to get to the line. Unbiased, non-Knicks fan, non-Sixers fan, just a guy watching the game like the rest of us, calling it how he sees it, and using data to back it up. And us Knicks fans keep saying that we're crying, right? They keep saying that us Knicks fans are crying and we're babies. And, oh, you know, of course Joel Embiid's going to get free throws. He's a 7-foot guy in the post getting doubled. It's like, no, it's not that simple. Also, people act like Jalen Brunson's playstyle doesn't warrant free throws. He's like a mid. He plays in the mid post a ton, just like they all claim Joel Embiid does, and that's why he gets fouls. He also gets to the rim a ton as well. He's always going in the paint for layups and floaters. Like, it's not some like wild thing for Jalen Brunson to get free throws.
Yeah, like he deserves the free throws he's getting, especially if you take 34 shots. Like, getting 11 free throws means you only have like a free throw rate of like 33%. And B's free throw rate, what, last game?
Insane.
He took more free throws than field goals, dude. He took 21 free throws to 19 field goals. I think this game he got up to how much? Let me double check real quick. That third quarter was ridiculous, by the way. He took like 6 in the third quarter. It's 8. So for the game, he ended up taking
14.
Like, come on, dude. That's like the first game where it was like kind of even.
Yeah.
And he had to drop 47 for it to be kind of even, man. Get out of here.
Connor McCullum says Adam Silver def put a call in. Commentators wouldn't shut up about how all Embiid's free throws are legitimate. Nixon 5. Yes, sir. Jordan Bubb says from Christian Winfield, Mitch Robinson left the arena in a walking boot again. Never forget what Embiid did.
Well, he's walking in a walking boot just to protect the foot. So
yeah, and just to probably keep it stable and secure at this point.
Yeah. And the fact that he was actually looking to play game 4, I don't think is as bad.
It's still probably sucks to have him like not at full strength right now. But
yeah, but if Precious is gonna give us this kind of stuff, then you know what? He can rest another game.
Yeah. Malaka 1606 says, exactly, he's not making these adjustments with Randall out there. He always does better shorthanded. Dates back to the Nate Robinson series with the Bulls. Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe we get an Eastern Conference run out of the Knicks because Thibs is willing to just try a whole bunch of new shit now. That's all you need. You need your coach to just try different stuff in the postseason.
They're ripping up the Philly towels, bro. This is special.
Yeah, bro. The timeline right now is just like a joy.
Oh my god, we deserve this. Especially against that franchise, we deserve this.
Oh hell yeah,
bro! 35 years without playing each other in the playoffs. That the toxicity has matched the 35-year drought. I'm not even gonna lie. This is some good toxicity.
Yeah.
Like last year with the Cavs, it was just like they rolled over and died. It wasn't fun. But like this year, like the Sixers giving us a little bit of bark back. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Even though y'all a bunch of scrubs. Niggas talk about Nicholas Batum, save me. Fourth quarter, get the fuck out of here.
Oh man.
Joel Embiid, a Knicks fan, invading Philly is disappointing. It kind of pisses me off. You know what pisses me off? When you don't get ejected for yanking dudes by the ankles. That's what pisses me off. Good. I hope he cries some more. I really hope he cries some more. The fact that he knows at the end of the day, he's never going to get that kind of love when he goes to New York, when Brunson gets that love when he goes to Yossi, especially because Brunson put up more banners there than you did, and you will. Like, I love it.
Yo, someone just tweeted some wild shit about Paul George just now.
What? Wait, Link.
I just retweeted what someone said about it. Oh, my God. But also with Joel Embiid, it's like, bro, they've been going.
I'm shocked I haven't thought about that yet. I'm mad I haven't thought about that yet. God. Oh,
there's always game five.
Oh, I cannot believe I haven't thought about that yet. I thought I thought of everything. No, I did not. Oh.
Bro, that tweet is insane. I will not repeat it for the airwaves. Oh. You can go to my timeline and find that. But
insane.
Bruh.
But Joel Embiid, daylight outside. Come on.
With Joel Embiid, it's like, bruh, they have been there for years and they have been watching your team fail and flail in the playoffs year after year after year after year after year after year. They're going to get tired and stop coming out to see you. Also, your team's arena sells tickets very cheap and very close to New York City. Knicks fans are going to jump on every opportunity to get in there and watch their team kick your team's ass. Simple as that.
I mean, if you don't believe us, ask Washington or Charlotte or Chicago or like any team in like the Southeast to the Northeast, aside from
getting invaded.
Yeah, aside from Boston, is getting invaded. Boston and Chicago are probably the only two that bowl. But otherwise, like, Knicks fans are going to travel to Indiana. I guarantee that.
Oh, hell
Knicks
yeah.
Knicks fans will travel to Milwaukee. They will find a way. So, because it's just easier to get a flight and buy a ticket.
Yeah. Oh, I did play some stuff for this game. I forgot about it.
You play so many parlays, you forget about it.
Yeah, well, I'm only putting like $2.50 on them, so it's like, whatever.
That'd be fair.
I stopped putting $5 on them because the playoffs is smoking me right now. NBA playoffs is so not profitable.
Didn't you win like 2 days ago?
Off of baseball.
Oh, what? When is a win, bro?
True, but I'm trying to smoke the NBA.
Bro, I forgot Jalen Brunson's. I forgot Brunson's an Eagles fan too. Yeah, he was never getting booed.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson's not getting booed. That's like his city.
Yeah, he's Eagles fan, Nova product. That nigga is the avatar of Philly sports.
Yeah.
It legitimately goes AI and then Jalen Brunson.
Do I play something live for this game? Paul George for 40 live? All right, yeah, back to the stream. Let me not get distracted by gambling. Let's see. JoJo Lee says, if only we still had Porzingis and still somehow got JB, then get someone like Luka. That team would be unstoppable and we could keep them together forever.
Had us in the first half, not gonna lie.
I know Mavs fans are like, I mean, Porzingis is like, in the playoffs. We'll see what happens with the Celtics as they get deeper into the playoffs. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, Mavs fans got to be like, damn. I mean, they're watching, I mean, they have Kyrie, so it's like a sort of good substitute, but like, not really.
Son, they're putting Nick jerseys on the Wilt statue.
Yeah. Yo, nah, this is special.
Oh my god. They are pissing on your grave. Holy sh! I have never seen something like that happen. Oh my god. Also, the funny thing is Philly fans be like, oh, this is what a team that hasn't been relevant does. And I'm like, y'all haven't been relevant like us either. Like, I can understand if like a Boston fan want to clown the Knicks, whatever. But if you're a Philly fan, you just as poverty as we've been the last 40 years. So why are you chatting?
Right.
Y'all lost in five in the finals like we did. And otherwise, you ain't been back to the conference finals. You can't talk about being poverty. You are poverty. And I can call you that because we're poverty.
Right.
But we at least be on the way up.
And, like, we just started getting back to the playoffs. Philly's been in the playoffs for a minute now. And it's like... nah, I know them.
one thing I respect about some Philly fans that I'm seeing on the timeline is like they are recognizing that their team is just like not showing as much effort as we as our team is on the glass.
We told y'all, by the way. Like you thought he was lying. We was not lying.
Cleveland told y'all about this too. Cleveland told these motherfuckers about the Knicks on the glass. Everyone saw what happened with the Knicks on the glass. We were leading the league in offensive rebounding the whole year. Like, this is like nothing new. This should be on like the scouting reports, but
whatever. We take those.
Let's see. Jojo Lady says that I do love that we've become the team where washed role players come to have a career resurgence.
I mean, what washed role players did we get?
I think our role players are just like misutilized other places.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only washed one we got was Derrick Rose.
Yeah, and he gave us whatever he had left of his body.
Yeah, that game too was special. We remember that game too. But yeah, otherwise I feel like all of our role players have been solid. Maybe you want to count Boyan as washed? I don't think so. He put up
He was just rotting on the Pistons for a couple years, but
if he's ready to go game five, I'd be happy about that because he rolled that ankle with that Batum play, which was fucking stupid. But
yeah.
And he's already gutting it out with the wrist injury, so hopefully he's able to go game five. If not, we might have to see Alec Burks minutes. And nobody trying to see Alec Burks minutes.
Well, this brings me to Martin B's comment here. He says, most important thing in game five is to prevent Embiid from injuring any crucial pieces. Might need to sub in Burks so Embiid can get it out of his system. And we move on. Alec Burks, you're our sacrifice.
Alec Burks, I believe in you.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. But yeah, he just might need to put Alec Burks out there to get it out of his system.
Don't do AB like that, man. Come on.
Just might have to. That might be his sole purpose.
That's crazy.
Sorry, Alec. Alec, you haven't done anything for us this year, man.
He gave us vibes. He gave Tom Thibodeau a muse. Jalen Brunson on Knicks fans, no matter where we are, they're going to be there. I mean, that's true. We should show up.
Putting jerseys on the statues.
Even in San Antonio, we show up. We had no fucking choice.
No, Ross says, Knicks Sixers have unequivocally been the best series in the first round, and that's no bias. Yeah, I mean, the first round this year has kind of been kind of weak.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of blowouts in one-sided series. Knicks and Sixers have been close games through and through.
It's been wars.
Yeah, literal wars.
The trenches.
Every other game and every other series is pretty much a blowout by like the third quarter, and it's not even enjoyable. Like, I'm tuned out of these games most of the time by like midway through the third quarter. That's not a good thing.
You watch Knicks basketball, you understand what the trenches are, okay?
Bro, I've been telling folks all year, bro. Folks is like, yo, there's blowouts every night, and like there's like teams scoring 150. And like that tweet says, you come to MSG, they'll beat you with metal bats. That's where you see real wars. Real wars are fought in MSG. The Knicks, they will give you quality basketball. You will not leave disappointed. Almost every good game this postseason has been mainly the Knicks games. And there was that one Denver game where they came back. Other than that, it's been pretty mid.
Yep. I mean, we had like the good Clippers game, game three from Clippers.
Yeah.
The OT game against like the Pacers and Bucks. That was solid. But
that was a good game.
Like, some series have had good games, but this has been a good series.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Knicks are the second best team. The Sixers are third. Usually the best teams don't battle in the first round, but we ain't ducking weaker teams. This is why you don't duck, by the way. This is why you don't duck. This is why you play the games you're supposed to play, and the basketball gods reward you as is. And if you do duck, you end up like the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are gripping the sheets in Southeast Florida as we speak, trying to figure out a way to stop Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. That team is two losses away from going into a complete tailspin, and it's because they decided to duck.
Yeah.
Scared money don't make money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the ducking. I'd rather get like these tough opponents out of the way right now. Like Sixers, give them to me so we can get them out of the way now. Go into a Pacers series where it won't be as physical. It won't be as tough, I would say, so far. But yeah, I mean, basketball gods don't like when you guys duck. I mean, look at the Bucks right now. Look at them. Basketball gods are not being kind to them injury-wise. Look at the Cavs. Basketball gods aren't being good to them right now. Magic finally woke up. Don't duck thinking that you're going to get an easier opponent. Because the two teams that ducked end up being the two teams that get eliminated first in the East. That is hilarious. That is hilarious. What the hell is Jalen Rose talking about, by the way?
What? Jalen Rose in 2024?
He tweeted something out. I don't know who he's talking about, though.
Since day one of Super Bowl, Media Clue.
Jonas Ben Khalifa says, I had to stay away from everything basketball since game three. I was getting mad just reading tweets today. It was cathartic. Yeah, the discourse on Twitter hasn't been very entertaining the last couple days, since game three especially. It's been a lot of whining, I would say.
They gonna want some more.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, justifying what Embiid did. They were like, and I saw some tweets, people were like, you know, oh, the 90s Knicks. It's like, all right, if we're going to
go Dante DiVincenzo.
If we're going to go there, then let's just stop the discourse now. Because it's not going to get any better. HBSR said, it's funny how the heart of the national media has been clearly been rooting for the Sixers, Cavs. Against the Knicks, I'm looking forward to the Cavs like excuses for the Sixers when we end them. You know it's coming. Even though it's going to be mainly on the Sixers for just not boxing out. Again, this was the problem at the end of game two, and it's still biting them in the ass.
Joel Embiid was hurt. He was hurt. Again. He's not 50, but he was
again.
Hurt.
Again.
And it's like, Joel Embiid's hurt every year. This happens every year, bro. They're going to be like, oh, Tyrese Maxey. It was his first playoff as a lead ball handler. He couldn't do it. They was talking about how their depth was this great, great depth. And then I was like, oh, you can't win with Nicholas Batum and Kyle Lowry. Just can't do it. Doesn't work that way. And it's like, no, you guys stink. It's okay to admit you stink.
Yeah.
Kelly Oubre fucking got into an accident. He couldn't do anything. Ah.
Oh, bro. Get Stephen A. Smith on my timeline, dog.
What? What's he talking about now? Why is Stephen A. Smith having opinions, bro?
Man, let's see. Jordan Bubb says most points this playoffs, 140 Joel Embiid, 132 Jalen Brunson. This series has been a second round disguise as the first round, definitely, for sure. You always get classics when you get those type of series. When teams that are like supposed to meet in the later rounds, and you know, things happened with Embiid this year, that's why the Sixers dropped in the standings. They weren't able to really keep up their level of play without him. And, you know, that's why they became a seventh seed. We're the two seed. And, you know, I think this is a good test for the Knicks, too, just to face this level of opponent in the first round. I mean, this Jalen Brunson era of Knicks, I mean, we haven't played many opponents in the postseason so far. But I would say this is the toughest.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, this would be the toughest series that they face. Like, I know Miami got us out of there in six, but like the games weren't like, I think that the games weren't like my, that Miami team wasn't as good talent wise, at least at the top, as this Philly team is.
Dude, the revisionist history about that series is so insane, because like the Heat shot 30% from three, the Knicks shot 28% from three, and Jimmy Butler sucked.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen Brunson was the best player in that series, and both those teams were not good.
Yeah, it wasn't a good series. It wasn't like a good series between like two really good teams.
And then
this year you're seeing a team with Joel Embiid on like one leg and Tyrese Maxey doing all they can to stop this hungry Knicks team who Jalen Brunson is just absolutely carrying on his back. And shout out to Josh Hart and the performances that he gave us early on in the series. But yeah, I mean, this is the best team that the Knicks have faced in the Jalen Brunson era in the playoffs. And I know we haven't faced many opponents yet, but yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what other comments we have here. No, Ross says Adam Silver would have sent Draymond to therapy if he did what Embiid does in this series. That's a fact.
Hell, he did send Draymond to therapy.
Yeah.
It ain't for doing
that in regular season games.
Oh, man.
Jordan Bubb says Jalen Brunson on breaking the Knicks franchise record for points in a playoff game. I'll look back on it when I retire. It's not going to do anything for us going forward.
He's going to break it again, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
He is absolutely going to break it again. That's why he's not worried about it right now. He should have had 50 today. He really should have had 50 today. He kind of like fumbled it at the line, but yeah. He'll have 50 in the playoffs at some point. And it'll be special. We'll be throwing honey on him yet again.
Yet again. Sixers are 2-6 versus the Knicks this year.
Trash, man. I don't want to hear about that. Oh, without Embiid shit either, because we've been whipping Embiid's ass.
Yeah. I don't hear about no Bell's palsy. Get that out of my face.
I ain't hear no Bell.
Bro, the fact that like people are acting like Embiid's like playing with like some terminal illness, like I get like half his face is like sort of paralyzed, but like that doesn't affect his basketball skills.
That shit happens normally. Have you seen his fucking face?
It's like, dog, if anything, if you're gonna give credit to Embiid for anything, it's for playing on like one knee, not for playing with Bell's palsy. Like that doesn't affect his athletic ability at all.
It just makes his flopping and his crying look more believable because his face is always in a frown. But
Ace Bouchard says Jalen Brunson won championships for Wells Fargo, something Embiid will never do. Of course, the fans there know who to root for. It's funny too, like Philly fans are like, oh, we don't claim Villanova as like a Philly school. It's like, all right, let's take all those banners out of your arena now and let's see how naked it looks up there. I don't want to claim Villanova now because three Villanova guys are whooping that ass. Like,
come drop on. Them fucking banners. Like, you drop them.
Give us some banners. Give them to MSG. Those are our players.
Facts.
Let's see what other comments we have here. Josh Hart on Jalen Brunson's performance from Jordan Bubb. We needed it. He's starting small forward, power forward, whatever the hell I am. Ain't make a shot. I was like Shaq at the free throw line, so we needed it. Shout out to Josh Hart, quotables.
Josh Hart will clown himself more than anybody else will, which I appreciate.
Yeah. He is very self-aware, and that is very key in this sport. Self-awareness. Gotta love the Sixers fans that are tweeting about Buddy Hield. Like, I saw one Sixers fan that Dave Early guy was like, should have stuck with Buddy. I was like, all right, I'll take some free bricks.
You could have put Moses on that team and they still wouldn't have done shit, okay? The trust the process legacy is insane. Good tweet. If you can see what I'm talking about, I just retweeted it.
I'm going to check that out. Let's see. I'm Toronto Carter, Josh Hart on OG and Anobi, and Precious Achiuwa's defense on Joel Embiid. I don't think you can give them enough credit, honestly. They played tough. OG was like, I want that matchup. Good. And he played like it too. Let's see. What are the comments we have here? Ace Richard says, I never say this, but Stephen A. Smith is literally the only person who just stick to politics and pipe down when it comes to sports.
Real.
Yeah, I mean, he's perfect for the political atmosphere of this country right now. It's a total joke, and he's a clown, so. It's perfect for him. Oh, here's some more from Jordan Bubb on the Joel Embiid thing. He says, Joel Embiid calls the Knicks fans in his building. Calls Knicks fans in the building in Philly disappointing more. I love our fans. I think it's unfortunate. I'm not calling them out, but it's disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road. I've never seen it, and I've been here for 10 years. So, yeah, it kind of pisses me off. Yeah, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. They've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. Well, maybe don't disappoint your fans in the postseason, and they will show up for you.
Maybe don't choke game 7 multiple times. I've said this before, like, the fact that I can talk about game 7 chokes from Embiid and y'all can go, which one? Which one's your favorite? And people will give you 3 different answers, kind of shows you. That man ain't got no love outside of Philly, and not even in Philly anymore. At Jalen Brunson City. Give him the fucking keys.
Chris Bernhardt says Josh Hart definitely played Modern Warfare 2 on Xbox back in the day. Ain't no way he gives us quotes like this without that experience. Absolutely. That game's voice chat was a constant war in the trenches. That is a fact. Magic Johnson. The great Magic Johnson. Knicks Jalen Brunson put the team on his back and showed people why he's a top 5 MVP candidate this year by having a career playoff high 47 points on the road in Philly to lead his team to a victory over the 76ers. Yeah. There's not much more you can say.
Honey. Honey and more honey.
A truck full of honey.
Just gallon by the gallon. That shit that Kurt Angle had with the fucking spray bottle, just give it honey.
Need a cement truck mixer of honey.
Real shit.
And just unload it. Oh man, just great stuff from this Knicks team. So game 5 is on Tuesday. I'm expecting the Knicks to. I need the Knicks to like set the tone from the jump. Just absolutely blitz them in the first quarter, and just never let up. I don't need this thing to be close at all. This is the one time I'm actually rooting for a blowout in the playoffs. Like, this is the one time I'm absolutely rooting with all my heart that the Knicks absolutely blow out this team. Like, I don't care what parlays I have on that game, whatever it is. I need them to shellack them in this game.
I need it looking like 1776 when we get to Philly. I need it looking like nothing but wartime. I want them gone. I want them out of here. I want Meek Mill crying in the front row. I want Allen Iverson hanging his head in shame. I want Ben Simmons clapping from the skybox. I just want nothing but toxicity and negativity radiating from MSG after we blow them out, bro. Because, again, it could not happen to a more deserving fan base, truthfully. I honestly did not know Sixers fans got down like this. But now that I know, I'm just like, I can't wait to get y'all out of here.
Bro, they're chanting F Embiid in Philly in Wells Fargo Center, bro.
In your city, bro.
Dog.
In your city.
All I'm saying is that's not happening to Jalen Brunson at MSG, dog.
They throwing honey on Jalen Brunson when he get back to the city.
Bro, we got gallons of honey waiting for this man right here, bro.
And honey packs us. We know he a gooner. We got breast milk for Josh Hart.
Right?
I don't know what Precious like. Probably some fucking Advil for his CTE, but like whatever a Knicks player needs, we got marinara sauce for Dante.
Yo, Dante today, man, bruh.
Them two shots he gave us was good though.
Yo, game five, you gotta be better, my guy. You gotta be better. I don't wanna see this Golden State Dante DiVincenzo stuff. I don't. You gotta hit them threes and MSG, bro. We're gonna need them. Those are gonna be backbreakers to Philly. I need us to crush Philly's spirit in the first
Send them into a rebuild. I need a game that's so filthy.
I need it for like Mike Breen to be yelling, "This is an avalanche here by the Knicks." I need him to say that. I need him to say those words.
I need some Dante's Inferno, some Brunson Burner, some.
I need the loudest deuce in the garden.
I need Clyde getting off the fucking weed world type shit. Like, I need him just talking about.
I need them rambling in the fourth quarter.
I need them recording a podcast in the fourth quarter. I want to see roommates live.
Right.
That's what I want to see in the fourth quarter. I want to see them doing, like, you remember when LeBron came to the garden and they were blowing us out and he did the bottle flip? That's what I need. I need them chilling in the fourth quarter doing bottle flip. Fuck Sam Hinkie. That's all I got. Take that for your fucking process. Your process getting packed up by the Knicks? Ugh. Just imagine we had no first round picks. So we ain't had no number one picks. They had three. And still couldn't do shit.
Insane. Jordan Bell, Precious Achiuwa, on how he plays alongside OG Anunoby. We talk a lot. It's just a feel thing that comes from playing together for a long time. Yeah, shout out to them. They seem to have like some sort of good chemistry together on the court. So that definitely helps a ton. Shout out to Masai Ujiri giving us two solid playoff contributors. And shout out to Prez, who tweeted out 2 days ago, when Thibs put OG and Precious on Maxi and Joel, they can essentially switch. LOL. Insane. And did it today, and it worked a ton.
That's what happened.
Knicks, great win. Great day on this Sunday. Shout out to everyone that left some comments. Shout out to everyone that left a super chat. I think we are going to end things here. And we will see you guys after game five. If I'm at the game, I probably won't be on post game, but some other people will probably be here. Tyrese, Wynn, maybe Khan, whoever else is available. But yeah, shout out to everyone that tuned in. Shout out to all the super chats. Shout out to everyone coming through to celebrate this amazing win by the Knicks. Amazing performance by Jalen Brunson and co. Game five is on Tuesday. Hopefully Knicks close this thing out and we can start awaiting our second round opponent. But yeah, any closing thoughts, Tyrese?
Fuck Philly.
As always, check out all links in the descriptions. Make sure you guys leave a like and subscribe. And yeah, everyone enjoy your Sunday with the rest of this playoff slate. Hopefully it's good, no blowouts. Peace.
We pouring honey on Jalen Brunson.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.